This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Officials in Afghanistan say Taliban insurgents have attacked an army base in a northern province, killing at least 7 Afghan soldiers and wounding 6 others. Separately, local officials say Taliban insurgents ambushed a police convoy early Tuesday in the northeastern Kapisa province, killing a district police commander and his security guard. In Washington, the impasse drags on between congressional Republicans and Democrats over the impeachment of President Trump. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
There is no sign that lawmakers have found a way to move forward with an impeachment trial in the Senate. Although top Republican Mitch McConnell now says he won't rule out calling witnesses as Democrats are demanding.
I think we'll find out when we come back in session where we are.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on WABC-TV says they want documents too.
The Senate should issue subpoenas for a limited set of documents that we believe will shed additional light on the administration's decision-making regarding the delay in security assistance funding to Ukraine.
McConnell has indicated he's looking to the 1999 impeachment trial of President Clinton to form a framework, although Schumer argues this is much different because key witnesses haven't yet testified under oath. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Russia has released 5 Japanese fishing boats and their 24 crewmen after detaining them for a week for allegedly violating fishing agreements near a group of disputed islands. The ships were seized near a group of islands in Japan's northern region of Hokkaido. The islands were seized by forces of the former Soviet Union in the final days of World War II. Japan continues to claim the island chain, which it calls the Northern Territories. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.